Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Tom Allen and the Indiana Hoosiers got their first win of the 2017 season and the first of Tom Allen's career at Indiana University as head coach. And they did so on the road Saturday at the University of Virginia. And the Hoosiers, after throwing it 68 times against Ohio State, with 50-year senior Richard Lego at the controls, the plan of attack was a little bit different on Saturday. And the quarterback, who led them to victory, was also different. Peyton Ramsey came in to take over for Richard Lego midway through the second quarter, and the kid from Cincinnati never looked back. He completed his first 11 passes. He finished the game 16 of 20 with 173 yards, two touchdowns as well, didn't have any interceptions, and didn't have any turnovers. He jump-started IU's offense, which was sputtering at the time. The running game couldn't get anything going. The passing game, Lego exited the game and was only 3 for 10 for 24 yards and did have an interception. He struggled with his accuracy, which he didn't do against Ohio State. So here comes Ramsey to the rescue. Coach Allen said he was going to play anyhow. But once he got in there and got Indiana's offense moving with his legs and his arm, there was no reason to take him out. The coach's son from Cincinnati, who's just a redshirt freshman, led the Hoosiers to 17 first-half points and a 34-17 road victory. All wins are good. All wins are hard. Road wins, as Coach Allen told us, even harder and even a little bit better as well. The Hoosiers will welcome Florida International into town on Saturday, 3:30 on the Big Ten Network. That leads to one question. Who will be the quarterback come Saturday afternoon? Tom Allen remarked in his postgame comments that his starting quarterback will be Richard Lego. It really doesn't matter who starts. It matters who finishes and wins the ball game. I think that's the key here. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The 2017 NFL season opened yesterday right here on WGCL, and the Indianapolis Colts traveled to Los Angeles to take on the Rams at the LA Coliseum, and nothing went right at all. The Rams winners 46-9, and it wasn't even that close. That's the tough part. Scott Tolzien, his first pass of the season, intercepted by the Rams and returned for a touchdown. That would be the first of two on the day for the Colts starting quarterback before he was eventually pulled for Jacoby Brissett. The Colts didn't get any help from anywhere. T.Y. Hilton, their best receiver, caught a pass and fumbled. Adam Vinatieri, the Hall of Fame kicker, missed an extra point and missed a field goal. The Colts running attack went nowhere. They only had 75 yards on 24 carries. The Colts defense, 11 new starters, courtesy of Chris Ballard, the brand new general manager, let Jared Goff, the second-year quarterback for the Rams, who had never won an NFL game, he threw for over 300 yards and was 21 of 29. The Colts' offensive line didn't help matters at all. That's what happens when you have two undrafted free agents starting in the National Football League. The Rams' defense scored 16 points. The Colts' offense scored 9. 6 of those points came in the fourth quarter when the game was well out of hand. What's next for the Colts? Good question. Backup quarterback Jacoby Brissett's first pass went for 50 yards to Dante Moncrief. Maybe that's a sign of things to come. Maybe a change at quarterback will help. I'll suggest a change at quarterback will help. It will help when it's Andrew Luck. It's a quarterback league, and if you don't have a quarterback that can make plays, your defense better be really good. The Colts have neither right now. We'll do more In the Zone tonight at 6 and an NFL doubleheader beginning at 6:30. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.